Good evening, everybody. That was my Dracula impression. Anyway, this is Kevin V. Kicking it off from 6 to 7 p.m. tonight, right on here on 104.9 WJRH Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Got a great mix of some metal, some indie, some post-hardcore, and some dance even in there for you tonight. So thanks everybody for listening and hanging out with me on this little bit dreary, raining evening. Just getting everything loaded up here. All right, so tonight we are going to kick it off great as always with a big boom starter track there. This is going to be Milk Lizard by the Dillinger Escape Plan.
Yeah. And I swear it's the last time, and I swear it's my last try. And we'll walk in circles around this whole block, walk on the cracks on the same old sidewalks. And we'll talk about leaving town, yeah, we'll talk about leaving. I swear it's the last time, and I swear it's my last try.
Smile about when you let it work, and are you weak?
Alright, alright. That was Lydia off their newest Run Wild with the song Past Life. Before that, you heard one of what I think is Less Than Jake's best songs, Look What Happened off of Anthem, and I believe that was on Borders and Boundaries too, but don't quote me on that. And as always, we started off with a bang with Dillinger Escape Plan, Milk Lizard. So, interesting enough, that last band, Lydia, we played, their older stuff sounds nothing like that. It's kind of third wave post-hardcore, you know, a lot of very chill guitar patterns playing over each other, overlapping vocals. They had a female vocalist at the time, very emotional, and, you know, slowly, as most bands do, they changed a little bit, evolved there, and I really like their new stuff. But speaking of which, we're going to be playing something off of Thrice's first album, Identity Crisis. I believe this is the opener off of that. It's been a while since I've listened to it, but it's a great song. It's called Phoenix Ignition. So if you like Thrice and you're only familiar with their newer work, the little bit more acoustic sounding, a little bit more ambient as well, this would be a real surprise for you. So I hope you enjoy it. Phoenix Ignition by Thrice.
Like a phoenix ignition, like a crematorium, like a swelling volition from the barrel of a gun, from the ashes and the embers, like a rocket all ascend, like a crack gone up for a fallen friend, like a crack gone up for a fallen. We'll be right back.
next one. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to me, Kevin V, and this is Unseen Exposure. You just heard off their second latest album, the band Misery Signals, A Certain Death. And before that, you heard 10 Years, The Recipe, and Elitist Spectre. Elitist is another interesting band. I notice there's a trend here with bands that I really enjoy or bands I've been playing recently where they have two to three different singers over the course of being a band and being together and putting out music. And that was one of them. I think Elitist was on their third singer. I don't know if they're still around, but they may be on their fourth now. But the beauty about that is each album has something different, has a different sound to it, because the new singer brings something new to it. So, for example, Old Elitist was a little bit more metalcore. That era of Elitist was a little more intricate, a little more progressive metal with polyrhythms and the time signatures. And then after that, they went to more clean singing. Well, clean and screaming, but more mixed together and a little bit longer songs with more ambient guitar work into it. So always interesting. So if you like a band that you hear, definitely check out their stuff, but check out some of their older work too, because you never know, you might like some of the newer work, or you might not like it, but you might like their older work. Anyway, I got a couple more here, and then we're going to get to the concert and art calendar of the week, and then we'll be out of here. The show's moving quite quick. Fortunately, I don't have too much to say tonight. Kind of a busy night for me, but thank everyone out there for listening and hanging out with me. We're going to get to a couple more. Like I said, then we'll get back to some concert calendar. Up next, we're going to play off of the album Secrets of the World. This is World I Hate by the band Trapped Under Ice, who got their name from the Metallica song of the same name. Turn it up. This is a good one, guys. now is time for the Film and Concert Calendar of the Week with yours truly. So, I'm going to give you guys a couple updates going on around the area. First off is, there you can hear me a little bit better, tomorrow night actually, out in the Stanhope House, which is in Stanhope, New Jersey, about an hour from Easton, a little bit more from Bethlehem. But Agnostic Front is going to be taking the stage with Choke Artist, Silence Equals Death, Wrist Deep, and We All Die. So if you like old school NYC HC, go check out Agnostic Front. I don't see any details on pricing here. Actually, let me see. I think I just found a link. Help you guys out. It is $15 only. Go see Agnostic Front. That's at the Stanhope House. At the Alternative Gallery, located in the wonderful Allentown, Pennsylvania. This Saturday is going to be a metal show. So Sentinels will be playing, Aurora's Demise, Young Graves, Inhibitor, The Art of Deception. And it is actually The Art of Deception's EP release party. So if you know those guys, if you're friends with them, if you want to support the local rock metal scene, go check that out. It starts at 6 and it goes until 10:30, and I think it's $10 or so, $5. They usually don't charge too much. And it says here the first 25 people to come and pay the admission to the door get a free copy of The Art of Deception's self-titled EP. So how cool is that? Also at the Alternative Gallery is going to be the Appalachian Gypsy Tribe, which is a psychedelic funk, folk, reggae rock band. So that sounds pretty interesting. That is going to be April 15th, so not this weekend, but next weekend. Doors at 7, music at 8, and it's $6 only. And moving over to the art side, the Allentown Arts Fest is coming up quickly. It's going to be the end of September, the 29th. And if you want more details on that, you can go to allentownartsfest.com. It takes place most of the city. Alternative Gallery is one venue on there doing their part. And it's the whole weekend, September 29th to October 1st, so keep that in your radar. And then moving on to film, if you don't want to go see some metal bands this weekend, you can go check out Macbeth, if that's your thing. Just don't say it in the theater, because this will be at Frank Banco Alehouse Cinema, located at the Steel Stacks. $10, $8 if you're a student or senior, and if you're an ArtsQuest member, it's only $7.50. That's Saturday, 12:30 to 3 p.m. They are also having the 2017 Greater Lehigh Valley Filmmaker Festival on Saturday, the 8th, as well. That's in the evening, 4:30 to 10. That's a long time with a lot of films for the low, low price of only $8. So how about that? And my buddy Jay, who has a shop at the Alternative Gallery, Jay and Brian's Excellent Video Store is one of the jurors for that. So if you want to go support your local film or just see some films that the local community has provided, that is this Saturday as well, April 8th. Two more here. Donnie Darko is also playing there. That's going to be the 15th, so the following weekend, 9:45 p.m. it starts. And last, this one got me the most excited here, Eraserhead, the debut by David Lynch himself, will be Saturday, May 20th, so a little bit down the road. But the thing about these is you want to get your tickets early because they usually sell out. So again, that is May 20th, Eraserhead at the Steel Stacks in Bethlehem. All right, let's see what we have next for tonight. Finish out the evening here. We got about a little over 20 minutes left. If you missed what you just heard, we heard off of Anne Berlin's self-titled Blueprints for the Black Market, we heard the song The Undeveloped Story. Another band that really evolved a lot, and you know, I think for the better. If you listen to some of their older work to the newer work, it's a little bit more beat heavy, a little more ambient, a little bit more electronic. But that older indie rock sound is, I mean, it's just raw energy, you know. In their earlier days, you kind of lose that along the way as artists, and you get more and more a little bit more like technical with your mixing and your mastering to get a clean sound. But I think some of those early albums by bands like those just have that raw energy to it. And before that, you heard World I Hate by Trapped Under Ice. So next, we are going to hear an acoustic rendition of Summer Angel by Minus the Bear, which is originally off their album Omni. Great album, one of my top 10 favorites, and interesting fun fact about that album. They wanted to make an album full of songs that were really sexy, but didn't sound sexy on the surface. And if you pay attention to Summer Angel, you might pick up a couple of those little innuendos in there. And then after that, we're going to kick it right into Tiger Army with Santa Carla Twilight. Keep it locked, guys. And for your listening pleasure, now a song written about the film The Lost Boys. Mwahaha.
I've got to do right.
Well, it's just about that time. Until next week, that is. So, thanks for hanging out again with me. This is Kevin V with Unseen Exposure. And before we get into the last track for the night, let's go over a couple more of the artists we just heard. So, that last track was by Frau Frau, F-R-O-U, and it's called Must Be Dreaming. And I really like them a lot. They remind me a little bit of Everything But the Girl, and, you know, a little bit of that, like, early 2000s Euro dance mixed with a little bit more of the, you know, sort of revival of that out now with bands like Lana Del Rey and Marina and the Diamonds and that. And right before that, we heard Scum Will Rise by the band Nails, one of the heaviest bands I have heard. Insane. And that song is less than a minute long, too, I believe, too. Just pure power. They sound great live, too. They did This Is Hardcore a couple years ago. And I think that's off their newest album, On Silent Death. Before that, we heard a Tiger Army with Santa Carla Twilight. A few weeks ago, I played a track by the artist Nick 13, and he is the frontman of Tiger Army. And I just love that voice. It's, you know, reminiscent of the 50s rockabilly style, or the roots of rockabilly's late 40s, early 50s. And they got that punk influence to it, but, you know, it's not so much like the Cramps, and it's not so much psychobilly. They were kind of doing their own thing. And if you did like that, like I said, Nick 13 is the solo project. It's more country western, but really, really good stuff. So, what are we going to end it with tonight is the question. As you know, we always end it with a epic song. So, this is, I got a great song, and this is in honor of the concert I was at last Friday. I saw Norma Jean, who we're going to be playing alongside with Periphery and The Contortionist and Infinity Shred, which is a really cool band. I think I'll play them next week. I hadn't heard them until I saw them live. But anyway, getting back to it, this is off Norma Jean's first album. And talk about another band who has evolved quite a bit. This one is called The Human Face Divine, and it's long, it's epic, it's ambient at the end, and it's just a great song to end gloomy rainy day with on a great note. So until next week, thanks everyone for hanging out. Same time, same bat channel next week. Ah! Good night, everyone.